There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of searching across countless DEXs for tokens and liquidity? Want an easier way of cross-chain portfolio management or more professional trading experience? Plasma Finance gives you all available liquidity and tokens from all DEXs, guaranteeing the best price and lowest fees. Trade like a pro with limit orders and HyperDEX on Ethereum, Polygon, and Binance Smart Chain. Visit plasma.finance and experience easy DeFi. From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily, and my name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, Crypto.com is buying more stuff. Spot Bitcoin ETF, but not here. And the Fed says, hey, there's inflation. That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is December 1st, Wednesday, 2021. Actually, I kind of mixed that up. I usually say Wednesday, December 1st. If you guys want to know why I say Wednesday, December 1st, besides it just being proper, it's what I have in my Apple MacBook Pro in the corner there, the date time. It says Wednesday, December 1st, and then it has the time. And so whenever time I'm reading the time, it's just off that little corner bit. It's not like I have it scripted or anything. You don't care about this. So let's get into crypto prices. And I'm recording this at 10:50, again, MacBook Pro Corner, Eastern Standard Time. Bitcoin is sitting at $58,530, up 0.5% in 24. Ethereum, $4,752, up 1.5. Binance Coin, $647.80, up 3%. Tether, number 4, Solana, up almost 7% at $228. Running off the top 10, we have Cardano, XRP, USDC, Polkadot, and Dogecoin. Total market cap, we're at $2.69 trillion, a BTC dominance of 41% and an ETH dominance of 20.9. And now it's time for Coin of the Day. Our Coin of the Day today is number 608 on CoinMarketCap, which moved a couple spots since I actually looked at it this morning. But it's AMO coin, ticker AMO, price 0.00316, up 10% in 24, market cap 60.4 million, fully diluted market cap 62.1 million. So let's just call it 100% in circulation. All time high for this coin is 1 cent, 1.6 cents to be exact. It's down 80% from there, but it's up almost 2,000% from its all-time low set 2 years ago. Oh, by the way, the all-time high was set 8 months ago when all the altcoins just went crazy. Where can you buy it? Bithum and Coin One. So what does AMO coin do? So AMO, and I don't know if it's English or Spanish they're trying to say here. Is it love in Spanish? Is it AMO in English, like ammunition? I have no clue. But it's a Korean company because everything on its website is in Korean. So I changed it to English. Thank you for having English AMO or AMO. And it is a platform for safer data-driven driving. The data collected from cars would change your everyday life, as smart mobility is on the threshold of a new era with car data and its infinite possibilities. AMO unlocks new values from driving data and provides an open but safe and compatible transactional environment for all. This is really niching down on a blockchain or a cryptocurrency use case. They are using driving data for individuals and apps or ride-sharing apps and trying to get the most traffic and driving data possible and making it open for everybody. Very interesting. Anyway, this is number 608 on CoinMarketCap, AMO, ticker AMO. Moving into today's headlines, Crypto.com. They got that money, so they're gonna buy some stuff. And they announced a purchase agreement to acquire two exchanges in the first half of next year. The exchanges are the North American Derivatives Exchange, or NADEX, a U.S.-based exchange and clearinghouse offering derivative products, and a platform called the Small Exchange, a futures exchange aimed at retail customers. The CEO, Chris Marzalek, he said, "Our goal as a platform is to offer our customers a trusted, secure, and regulated platform with world-class tools to achieve financial independence. He continued to say, this proposed acquisition builds on the promise and it will give our customers access to an entirely new set of financial tools to complement our current offerings. Just out of curiosity, how much did they buy Nasdaq for or the North American Derivatives Exchange for? Not too sure, but the financial firm has a market cap of roughly $4.3 billion. We got a Bitcoin spot ETF, but not here in Canada. Fidelity Investments, a Boston-based investment company with over $4 trillion in assets under management, is launching a spot Bitcoin ETF backed by physical Bitcoin in Canada. And this Bitcoin ETF is going to be rolling out in the Toronto Stock Exchange. ETFs are already widely available to investors in other countries around the world, including Canada, Brazil, Dubai. But the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, namely Gary Gensler, is saying no, and rejecting every application of a Bitcoin spot ETF. And it's not just him, it's been the SEC over the past couple years. Senior ETF analyst at Bloomberg said, this should be an embarrassing moment for the SEC that one of America's biggest, most storied names in investing is forced to go up to Canada to serve its clients. I would have to agree with him. Shame. Shame on the USA. Shame on the SEC. One of the biggest stories of the year was China banning Bitcoin, Bitcoin mining, and their citizens hodling and trading Bitcoin. And one of the biggest benefactors of them shutting down mining was the United States. The United States now controls 35% of the hash rate. But let's not overlook Kazakhstan, where it was 6% of the hash rate at the start of the year, but now is around 18% and firmly in the number two spot of Bitcoin mining countries. Number three, Russia at 11%. And this is confirmed by the Cambridge Bitcoin Electricity Consumption Index, or the CBECI. That is a mouthful. But as proud as we are of Kazakhstan, it has came with growing pains. Because Bitcoin mining is straining Kazakhstan's power grid. Kazakhstan has historically produced twice as much power as it consumes, according to a non-governmental organization, International Energy Agency. The country's energy prices are around 4 cents per kilowatt hour. In China, it's around 8 cents. In the United States, around 12 cents. And this is on average. Of course, here in Ohio, it's around 5 cents. But if you add the fees, it comes up to like maybe 8 to 10 cents. But per kilowatt hour here in Ohio, it's 5 cents. Long story short, Kazakhstan, cheap energy, made everybody go to Kazakhstan. Now it's straining their power grid and they're having a bit of a problem with maintaining and keeping the lights on. The Fed Chair Jerome Powell, well, he rains on everybody's parade because they're going to start tapering off the bond buybacks a little faster than they announced earlier this month. Earlier this month, well, first of all, they are buying back $120 billion in monthly bond buys. And, well, they said they're going to taper that off throughout next year at $15 billion a month. So if it's $120 billion this month, next month it's going to be $105 billion, and the month after that's going to be, and so on and so forth. You get what I'm going at with this, $15 billion a month until they stop buying bonds. However, they said they're going to up that a little bit and try to get this done earlier than later. And that throws a monkey wrench in all the investors' playbook. Everybody was like, hey, we know what to expect. Let's just continue down this. And he's like, eh, maybe I'm just going to change things. He said this, in quote, we tend to use the word transitory to mean that it won't leave a permanent mark in the form of higher inflation. I think it's probably a good time that we retire the word transitory and try to explain more clearly what we mean by transitory inflation. What do you think of Jay Powell's move? Do you think it's the right one or the wrong one? And also, what do you think of inflation? Email me, MatthewAaron@decrypt.co. I have a couple opinions on this. I want to know yours first, and then I'll tell you mine. Grayscale, a company on a mission. This year alone, the firm has debuted funds to provide exposure to BAT, or Bayesian Attention Token, Chainlink, LivePeer, never even heard of that, Decentraland, and Filecoin. Well, they're adding another one. If you want exposure to Solana via Grayscale Trust, you can get that now. They have $9.5 million under management so far in their newly formed Grayscale Trust. By the way, Solana is up 13,000% this year. If you didn't go up 13,000%, you're with me, missed it. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Don't forget to go to Apple Podcasts, like, subscribe, share, and leave us a comment, and go to DiemerForCongress.com. That's D-I-E-M-E-R for Congress.com. That's the number four, or the word four. Both will go to the same space. Anyway, until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.